This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Life began as soon as you had a wet planet.
Given time, given a source of energy, it is inevitable.
The stabilizing mechanism, surface temperatures on Earth, will break down.
Warm, wet planet. Voice transmissions from a world in crisis.
Our surroundings are changing constantly in ways which we don't even begin to understand yet.
The globe's changing all the time, right?
Humankind, it has changed and is dramatically changing the composition of the atmosphere. But we're also beginning to change the chemistry of everything on the surface of the planet.
There are signs everywhere we look that we've enormously altered our planet on scales that, as an individual and you look out there, you can't imagine it happening. The process of change will be very painful.
We may reach a point where the change will be so fast that it'd be overwhelming. It's a possibility, yes?
Certainly the rate of change is going to be enormous, one way or the other.
Changes to precipitation and river levels have fluctuated.
Methane has more than doubled. Nitrous oxide has increased by 15%.
Our records show that the melting rate is now beginning to increase. It's most unlikely that it's a natural change.
We've had dry years now for quite a few years, and between the drought and the irrigation, it has had a big effect on the water table, and the water table is dropping.
Back in 1980, we started to realize that the trees were in worse and worse shape, that they were starting to die off at the top. You can see examples all throughout here. These trees off in the distance here were some of the most beautiful of all the trees, and you can see that they're barely alive now.
It's too early to say that we're going into a new pattern, but it is interesting, the things that are going on.
The Earth is an incredibly complex mechanism, even organism as we might think of it, and it's always changing, and we're living on the surface of this changing organism, and it's doing things, and it's moving in this direction and that direction. Ice comes and goes, mountains rise and fall, the seas rise and fall, and yes, we may be affecting it in little local ways, but privately I suspect that our effect is pretty minimal compared with some of the other things that are going on.
Systems are always changing, but the time scale is very much speeded up. Instead of taking 10,000 years to have a change of 4 or 5 degrees Celsius, we're going to try to do it in 100 years. And that could dramatically change the nature of interactions between organisms. And we are a part of that system.
It's an unprecedented change in terms of human history. If the change was over X centuries or X thousands of years, then it would be more like the changes that humans and other species went through in their developmental history. Because the change anticipated is so fast, eventually humans may run out of pace and options, and ecosystem for sure will be severely affected. They will not cope with the pace of the change.
We are changing the globe more rapidly and more severely than nature has ever changed it in a very short time, except for things like mega catastrophes. We are in the middle of a mega catastrophe. The CO2 in the atmosphere, for instance, is changing much more rapidly than, and we've got a very accurate record for the last 160,000 years. The CFC is, of course, something quite new. We made those, and it is a total disaster. It is affecting the food chain.
We've lived here for over 25 years now and watched tremendous changes in the ocean intertidal zone. We've been watching this year a tremendous dieback in the eelgrass under the tide level. It seems like it's being bleached. As the tide goes out, the sun seems to be killing it, and even at very low tide levels, you've got dead dead seaweed, and it seems to be affecting all the seaweeds that have been exposed to the sun. I'm watching the coastal forest here turn into not a rainforest, but a very dry forest. The spruce trees are suffering a tremendous amount, and we've got diseases that have never been recorded on the West Coast.
You can see it. See those trees over there? There's no reason why they should be dead. And we've cut out a lot of them. We dragged three of them out. Two of them actually disintegrated when they hit the ground, just fell apart. We dragged three of them down to the house, started to cut it out. It was a consistency of wet toilet paper.
The most, single most disturbed ecosystem on Earth is right here. I don't know the actual figures, but I would say it's a conservative guess to say that 80% of the natural water bodies, the small potholes and marshes and sloughs, have been disturbed. I could take you out for a half-hour drive right now in any direction you wanted to go and probably point out to you dozens of sloughs that I knew as recently as 10 or 20 years ago that I used to drive by and watch birds on or something like that. And you can see where they were, and you can see that they are gone. I could take you out to an area that last year had bush and sloughs, and this year has nothing. The caterpillars were in there a month ago, and it's gone.
Last year, the farmer who owns this land bulldozed most of the willows that grew around the slough, so now you see hardly any bush around it. Not only that, he dug a very deep ditch to drain the slough. This gave him about a 1/3 acre of land more to till. Until this year, I could come any time and look at all the ducks. There'd be many ducks nesting here. There'd be blackbirds and other wildlife. Now you can see it looks dead, doesn't it?
If anybody doesn't consider we're in a disaster, look at these figures. Listen to this. When I was born, I'm an old man, the population of the world was less than 1.8 billion. Think of that. Our first billion we reached in the whole of history was reached in 1850. The second billion was reached in 1930. When I was born, 10 years before that, it was less than 1.8. If I live to be 80, it will be well over 6 in one lifetime. 1.6 billion to 6 billion in one lifetime. If that isn't a panic, I don't know what is. Name it.
We have trouble extrapolating from the scale of our own lives to the scale of what 6 billion human beings can do to the climate, to the planet.
We're living too close to the edge of our capacity, and a very small change could trigger chaos.
The bulldozer is rolling down the hill in neutral. Once the bulldozer starts rolling, it will not stop.
There's something to be said for the importance of momentum. That momentum of technological change or the momentums of social change or of environmental change are all very powerful. Again, I think they're also very difficult to predict.
The problem is that the climate system is full of feedback mechanisms, and we simply have no notion of what it takes to trigger one of these and start a domino effect in the system.
Probably the good advice is to hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Warm, wet planet. Voice transmissions from a world in crisis captured by Earth Chronicle Productions. Catch another transmission next week at the same time.